Now, the final week of the commemorative hearings at the OMA inquiry began this morning. The inquiry is examining whether the 1998 real IRA bombing could have been prevented. For more, we're joined by our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, this morning's proceedings heard from representatives of the fire and ambulance service who assisted at the scene on the day. What did you hear?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, the first person we heard from today was a man called Paddy Quinn. He was a fireman. He was one of the very first people on the scene of the explosion. He was a part-time firefighter back in 1998. He's now the station commander in OMA. And he told the inquiry that he'd been working in his shop a short distance away from the town centre when he heard the blast. He immediately then, of course, started to make his way to the station to turn out to the incident. And he said that he and the crew, as they made their way to the scene, assumed that had there been some sort of bomb warning, that the area would have been evacuated and that what they would be dealing with would be perhaps a fire and some damaged buildings. But he said as soon as that fire engine turned into Market Street, the scale of the tragedy that was unfolding was immediately obvious. He said he had a permanent image effectively seared into his mind of what he had seen that day, and he said it was very much, it reminded him of the iconic image of Vietnam War that many people might know, the image of a young girl running screaming from a huge cloud of dust. He said that was the image that was burnt into his head when he thought back to that day. He said the first person he saw, even before he got out of the fire truck, I think, was his own mother. She was sitting on the pavement holding a toothbrush, he said. Apparently she'd been out shopping. She had some shopping bags, but the bags had been blown out of her hands by the force of the explosion, and that's why she was just standing there holding this seemingly innocuous object, a toothbrush, an everyday object. Now, his mother did not suffer serious injuries, he told the inquiry, but he did say that he and she had never spoken of that day from that day to this. And that was very much the theme of his evidence, the idea that he had bottled up a lot of stuff around what he had seen and heard and smelt that day.
Until I wrote this witness statement, personal statement, my wife had never, had not known, and did not know what that day was. They were ringing, mostly when they asked how it was, I would just say, fine. But what they didn't see, I was behind the phone, I was breaking down and crying. And I didn't cry before that. I didn't cry about anything. But this was different. But I didn't know why I was crying, it just was happening. Because this horror story that happened the day before just kept unfolding as the time went on and the days went on.
Fireman Paddy Quinn, who gave evidence to the OMA inquiry this morning. Conor, you also heard from a member of the ambulance service.
That's right, Rachel. That was a gentleman called Richard Quigley. He said he would never forget that day. He's never been back to Market Street, and he said he didn't think he ever would be, really. He says he can still remember the smell of beer as it flowed down the street. A pub directly opposite the scene of the car bomb had been completely obliterated by the blast. By the time Richard Quigley turned up, many of the injured had been taken to hospital, so his role effectively was to help with body recovery. Bodies had been placed in white body bags and laid in a little entry that runs off Market Street there, and also in some shops, essentially to keep them away from the prying eyes of the public and I suppose also from news cameras. He described the process of bringing the bodies out in groups of three and four to ambulances which were parked at the rear of Market Street for transfer to a temporary morgue at a nearby army barracks. He described the journey where the ambulances travelled in convoy and in silence. And then he spoke about the image of walking into that temporary morgue at Listen Alley Army Barracks and seeing the rows upon rows upon rows of white body bags laid out. And the thought struck him, he said, that this was an image that really should only ever expected to be seen in a movie.
And this afternoon, the inquiry is due to hear from another person who lost a loved one in the explosion.
That's right. That's Victor Barker, who's 12-year-old son James was killed. He was, of course, one of three young boys from Buncrana who were murdered in the explosion. The Barkers would be the last of the bereaved families to give evidence. The inquiry is sitting for 3 days this week, and that will finish this commemorative hearings session of the OMA inquiry. It will then rise, I think, for a matter of some weeks, and will reconvene later in the summer, when we will then get into the crux of the inquiry. And that's, as you said in the introduction, this whole question of whether or not this atrocity could have been prevented.
Conor, thank you very much. That was our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, reporting from OMA.